Friends, our subject is production and operations management, and we now move on to the next chapter, chapter number 3, which is forecasting. Forecasting is starting point for operation function. First step in process of management is planning. You all know, in the principles of management, you have learned that the first step in the process of management is planning. Planning is understood as the process of setting goals and choosing the means to achieve these goals by utilizing your resources optimally. This you have learned in the principles of management. Forecasting is fundamental to planning, because unless we know how much is the market requirement in the immediate future and in the long future, in the intermediate future, how do we plan our production? So forecasting is fundamental to that planning. Very, very important. It all starts with that forecasting. Forecasting can be defined as the statement about the future, specifying the volumes of sales to be achieved in the light of the changing environments. As I have said in the earlier chapter, how much quantity of the products will be required in the next month? How much quantity will be required in next 6 months? How much quantity will be required in the coming year, next year, and so on? Then only I can do my planning properly. So forecasting is the fundamental to planning. How much equipment? What is the raw material? What are the other inputs needed to realize the expected sale in the coming month, in the next month, next 6 months, next year, next years? A popular definition of forecasting is that it is estimating the future demands for products and services and the resources necessary to produce these outputs. We need forecasts. They are needed for new facility planning. For example, today if there is a corporate office at Bangalore and there is one facility, production facility in Nasik or Pune, and to plan one more facility at Jaipur, then I need forecasts. What production I should do in Jaipur? If I have proper forecasts, then I can do that. Designing and building a new factory. For example, at Jaipur, I have purchased a plot, but I have to design and build a new factory. So how big the factory should be? What should be the layout in that building? I will have to design this based on forecasts. Forecasting, implementing a new production process. For example, I have to stop earlier heat treatment process, which was hazardous, and I have to start a new heat treatment process, which is less hazardous. But for purchasing that new equipment, for implementing that new process, I want to know what will be the production volume. Forecasts are needed for production planning. Rate of production must vary to meet the fluctuating demand from time to time. I have shown you that graph earlier. So how many people I should put? What is the rate of production? Should it be 1000 per day? Should it be 2000 per day? Should it be 500 per day? Workforce scheduling. How many people should I put? Necessity to vary the workforce levels. Overtime, layoff, hiring of new people, to meet the varying demand, overtime, layoffs, hiring, and so on. Financial planning, money is required. For producing more production, money is required. Sales forecasts are driving force in budgeting to plan and control the financial performance. Otherwise, if we don't do this, the result will be loss. Or result will be loss in profit. So we have to do financial planning. And for financial planning, I need proper forecasts. Long range forecasts to make strategic decisions about products, processes, and facilities. For example, I said, I want to produce at Jaipur. So I have to build a factory there. I have to create the layout there. So for that, I need long range forecasts. For example, I know that for next 10 years, I am going to get so much production volume, so many orders. If I know that, then I can invest crores of rupees in the new facility planning. I need long range forecasts for selecting a product design. I need long range forecasts for selecting a production processing scheme. I need long range forecasts for selecting a plan for long range supply of scarce materials from imports, let us say. I need long-range forecast for selecting a long-range production capacity plan, selecting a long-range financial plan, for acquiring funds for capital. I need long-range forecasts. Then, I need intermediate-range forecasts also. What will be needed in the intermediate range? I want to do this departmental capacities, workforce, purchase materials, inventories. How much inventory should I keep? I need short range forecasts for next month to make decisions about production issues spanning for new next few weeks. I need short range forecasts how much inventory of a particular product should I keep. Next month, how much inventory I should keep. I need short range forecasts. That means I need long range forecasts, intermediate range forecast, and short range forecast. All I need. I need short range forecast, how much of each product should be scheduled. Master production schedule. I have to make. So how much of each product should be scheduled for production next week. And for that I need short range forecast. How much of each raw material should I order? If I put too much money in raw material, I will be blocking the money. How much of each raw material should be ordered for delivery next week? I need short range forecast for deciding how many workers should I schedule. How many in first shift, how many in second shift, how many in third shift, how many on Sundays, how many on overtime, or how many should be laid off, or how many more people should be hired, how many workers should be scheduled to work on regular time and on the overtime. I need short range forecast for that. So examples of things that are forecast in production management: long range forecast, intermediate range forecast, short range forecast. Long range forecast, time span is years, 5 years, 10 years, new product lines, new facilities, old production lines, factory capacities, funds in rupees. Intermediate range forecast, months. Department capacities, workforce, first shift, second shift, third shift, general shift, Sundays, overtime, layoffs, purchase materials, how many inventories in hours. Short range, weeks. Labor skill classes, machine capacities, cash, inventories, hours. Information inputs are sales forecast of demand, long range, intermediate range, short range, and outputs of goods and services. You all know in the production planning, aggregate production planning, medium term, short term for making aggregate production planning forecast. Aggregate production plan, sales order, short term. Then MPS, master production schedule, capacity constraints, lead time. What product? When? Time. How much? That is quantity. For deciding this, I need forecasts. For making master production schedule, for making MRP 1, MRP 2, material requirements planning, I need forecast. Inventory status, purchasing lot size, lead time, how much safety stock, bill of materials, BOM, planned order release, purchase orders, work orders, rescheduling notices. So I need long term forecast, I need intermediate range forecast, and I need short range forecast. And what are the methods? Because I am talking forecast, forecast, forecast. How? How should we forecast? So there are two methods. One is quantitative method and one is qualitative method. And I call qualitative method as judgmental method also. Quantitative method, what is quantitative method? Is time series method also, based on past data. For example, in the last 12 months, every month we have been producing 24,000, 25,000, 22,000, 26,000. That data is there. On that basis of that data, I can fairly calculate how much should I produce for next month, next months. That is quantitative data. Time series method. But this is for short periods. Okay, next month, next 3 months. Because you know, this graph I have shown you earlier. Demand patterns are there. For example, sometimes the demand is constant. Sometimes the demand is seasonal, going up and down. And sometimes the demand is linear. Depending on this, I need the forecasts. For example, demand for the month, first month was 120. Second month was 130. Third month was 110, 140, 110, 130. So now I will explain to you what is the quantitative method. What I do is I calculate average of all these months. For these 3 months, the total is 360. For these 3 months, it is 380. For these 3 months, it is 360. For these 3 months, it is 380. So average is, average for first 3 months is 120. Then average for these 3 months is 126. Average of these 3 months is 120. And average of these 3 months is again 126.67. Okay. So I decide that the forecast for the next month is 126.67. Here I give the weightages. For example, latest month I give 3. For the earlier month I give 2. For the first month I give 1. And by giving weightages, I calculate the total of these 3 months, 710. And I divide it by 6, so I get 118. For next 3 months, 128. For these 3 months, 120. For these 3 months, 125. And so I decide that the forecast of the next month will be 125. Then simple exponential smoothing constant, sigma, let us say it is 0.2. Forecast for July was 500 units and actual sales was 450 units. Less. Now I have to calculate the forecast for August. What I do is 500, that is the forecast for July, plus 0.2 into bracket 450 minus 500. That is difference between the actual sales and forecast, which was minus 50. So 500 plus 0.2 into minus 50 is equal to 490 units. So I consider that I have to produce 490 units for the month of August. Then here I have the data for 9 months. 9 month moving average is 78.33 and exponential smoothing constant is 0.2, that is sigma. So forecast for 10th month will be 78.33 plus 0.2 into 75 minus 78.33. What is 75? 75 is actual production of the last month. And what is the 78.33? And that is the average of 9 month, moving average of 9 months. So how do I calculate? 78.33 plus 0.2 into bracket 75 minus 78.33, and I get a figure of 77.67. So I say for the 10th month, that is the next month, I should produce 77.67 units, so 78 units fairly. This is the forecast, this is the way short term forecast is calculated based on the past data, time series method. A chemical fertilizer store, that case study I have explained. Here there are two products where the value into sales quantities, percentage towards the total sales is highest for this product. So I have analyzed this product. 2009, 2010, 2011, this is the actual data, actual sales. As per the linear trend line, if I put the line like this, I need 4,330 bags for the year of 2012. Because I just make a straight line like this, then I will reach a figure of 4,330 bags. This is one way of forecasting. How the quarterly figure will vary, that I have calculated like this. Total of these 3 months. Total of these 3 months, total of these 3 months, total of these 3 months, and average. So, what is the, how this changes? What are the changes? Like that I calculate. For example, for the first quarter of 2009, it was 847 and the average of the year was 603. So, it is 1.4, 1.64, 1.74. So, average is 1.59. Again, I will go to the back. Quarterly average is 603. That means in one quarter, average I calculate, I actually make 603. But for the first quarter, 847. That means though yearly average, quarterly average is 603, in the first quarter, I have to make 847. Here also. Here in the first quarter, I have to make 1280. Though average is only 780. That means in first quarter, I have to make more. In the 2011 also, in the first quarter, 1600, quarterly average is 900. So, you can see that in the first quarter, I have to always make more. More than the quarterly average. In the 2009, it is quarterly forecast for 2012 will be 4330, which was average into 1.59. What is 1.59? Average of all these three. I have to make 59% more than the forecast. Here I have to make 0.79 of the quarterly forecast. Like that, I do the quarterly forecast for 2012. But in the total of 2012, I have to make 4,330 bags. Out of 4,330 bags, I have to make 1,700 in the first quarter, I have to make 855 in the second quarter, I have to make 1,440 in the third quarter, and only 303 in the third quarter. So like that, I have to forecast. That means yearly forecast is 4,300, but quarterly I have to make so much. It cannot be equal for all the quarters. Regression analysis is a forecasting technique that establishes relationship between variables. One dependent variable and one or more independent variable. This is the regression analysis. Dependent variable and independent variable. Then qualitative or judgmental method. Executive committee consensus. What is executive committee? a committee of executives from different departments inside the factory is entrusted to develop a forecast as per their own opinions, their own experience. They use inputs from organization, staff analysts, various people, and they say, okay, that will be the forecast. This is executive committee's opinion. Then Delphi method. New word, Delphi method. A pool of experts from inside, some experts from inside, and pool of experts from outside, pool of experts from inside and outside the organization who know one aspect of the problem. May not be expert of the complete subject, but they know one aspect. For example, they may be knowing that what one customer needs, or they know what is one aspect of that product, quality aspect of the product. So on that basis, they will put their opinion. A pool of experts from inside and outside the organization who know one aspect of the problem are selected. Each expert makes independent predictions. For example, they say, okay, this particular car, so many cars will be needed in the market. And the coordinator gives them a questionnaire several times and converges the forecast. He gives them a questionnaire. And then he shows the opinions of experts to other experts. Then they again one more questionnaire he gives. Like that, he gives several times many questionnaires and converges the forecast. Various experts know what other experts feel, and then the forecast is again changed or modified, and ultimately they get the forecast of next years or next months to come. Then survey of sales force, field expectation method. What is the expectation of field? What is the expectation of customer? What is the environment? Sales force, what is the experience of the sales force? Because they are always in contact with customers. So discuss with them and find out what is the forecast of next months. Then survey of customers method, directly speak to the customer. Users expectation, then they say, oh, the appearance of the product has to improve. They say the life of the product has to improve. They say the performance has to improve. On that basis, users expectation method. Some customers say, okay, if you improve the appearance, we will give more orders. Then historical analogy. The estimate of future sales is tied with the knowledge of a similar product sale in the earlier. For example, TV. What was the sale earlier? What is the sale going to be? Market surveys, questionnaires, telephone talks, field interviews, direct contact. These are the qualitative or judgmental methods. I explained to you what are the quantitative methods. How do we create forecast from year to year? But I have also explained to you that yearly I have to make 4,300. I cannot make 1,000 and odd every quarter. Sometimes I have to make more. For example, in the first quarter, I have to make 1,700. Much more than the average of the quarter. And in the last quarter, I have to make much less than the average, depending on the past data. And I have also told you the qualitative methods, Delphi method, sales forecast. But we should have accurate forecast, then only we can do proper planning, because forecasting is basic to the planning. You do it qualitatively, you do it quantitatively, as I have told, you should be sure that much production will be absorbed by the market. It will be accepted by the customer. So we need proper forecasts. Thank you.